Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God is allowing men to make their choice, but there are still those that He cares about. He cares about all of them. But there are those that He knows can still be reached, and that's what His focus is on. And as long as there's a heart that can be reached, God's going to keep reaching. And that's what I want us to see. It's not just the technicalities of what He says here, but it's the heart that goes behind it. Here's a God looking at this condition of the people, and there's a king goes out and sacrifices his baby trying to get the favor of a heathen god, and God is still reaching out because there are a people who will hear and listen. I want to be one of those people. Praise God. So anyway, he begins. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Now, I should think it would be obvious that the Lord is not talking about literal food that sustains these bodies, but rather we can gain a picture of what He's saying. Obviously, we live in a bodily existence, and these bodies that we have need sustenance, don't they? You go out and work every day. If you don't eat, you don't work. Of course, if you don't work, you don't eat either, but there's a balance. I need something. There are nutrients that my body needs without which I cannot function. I've got to have the vitamins and the minerals and the various things that keeps this old body going. Now, we know that this is described by Paul as a tent. Now, some of you go camping. It's a lot of fun, but it's a temporary place, isn't it? We have these structures that give us a little bit of shelter while we're out there. But they're not meant to live in. On and on. And that's the way our bodies are. Boy, we need that perspective, folks. Everything about this world is temporary. And you who are young and feeling your oats and you can do all this wonderful stuff, just wait. We were young once. And you get to where you realize, hey, these bodies are wearing out. It isn't going to last. And we see people come to the end of the way. But yet, while we're here, we need sustenance, don't we? So that's what he's playing off of. He's giving us an illustration. So when he's talking about being thirsty, he's not talking about going into a faucet or wherever to a source of water and drinking literal water. But there is another. See, we're not just physical beings. We are spiritual beings happening to live in these bodies temporarily. And that unseen being needs stuff. It needs sustenance. You know, Doug was talking about what the world is looking for, all that it seeks. We have a nature that we inherited from our first parents because they made a choice. They made a choice to say, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to seek what I want. And ever since, the human race has been trying desperately to find satisfaction by following natural desires and seeking the things that this material world offers. And so, but here's the Lord reaching out saying, are you thirsty? Somehow, I was thinking about this, you know, I was saying, Lord, everybody knows this stuff. This is just, you know, we've heard all this so many times. But I felt like the Lord was saying, there are a lot of people. And they have needs on the inside. We know about physical needs and you know, things of that sort, where you go to the doctor and all of that. But I'm talking about the kind that people can't see. And there's something inside that is struggling, that's hungry, that's thirsty. Am I the only one? No. Folks, that's just our nature. That's the nature of living in this world. And the Lord is reaching out to a people saying, I know where you live. I know what's going on around you in society. Are you thirsty? Is there something that your spirit needs that you're not able to get by yourself and out of your environment? I mean, you think about what the world is looking for and how it feels like it's going to achieve what it wants. Oh, God, the battles that are fought on the inside. Why can't I get people to like me? What about this? What about what they have and what they, oh, if I just won the lottery, oh, everything would just fall into place. I'd be so happy. I'd be at such peace. Do you think there's any source of peace in this world? I don't care what you have. There, God has put a God-sized hole in everybody's heart, and there will be nothing that will satisfy that except Him. We were made for Him. As it was the old quote, our souls are restless until they find their rest in You. And you know, the world will teach us its ways, and we will be affected whether we realize it or not. We can get sidetracked. We can get so absorbed in, I need this. I want that. Why can't, you know, what about this situation? Oh, if I could change my situation, then I'd be happy. How long would that last? If we are trying to gain and to satisfy the longings, the urgings, whatever it is, by the things of this world, it ain't going to work. There's something else that we need. And that's what the Lord is trying to get them to see. You're thirsty. You need something. Something is just not quite right on the inside. And you think, if I do this, if I can fix that, if I can, then everything will be okay. No, it won't. It won't. Now, obviously, this is a word to people who don't know the Lord and are just trying to find what their place in the world. Why am I here? Who am I? What's this world about? What is the pathway to meaning and happiness? And the Lord's saying, come. I've got everything you need. You weren't made just to live your life here and die, and that's the end of it. I've got a purpose that goes way beyond that. I have everything you need. And just like our bodies, if my body didn't have what it needed to function, I mean, I have enough challenge getting out of bed in the morning sometimes. But if I didn't eat, I wouldn't be getting out of bed. If I didn't take in the nutrients and the things that sustain this, well, what is it that sustains the inside? That's the question. Because somebody, I tell you, I don't care how much money you make. If you made all the money in the world, do you actually think you would be happy? And you would find peace and joy. You know, you think of one of the greatest conquerors in all of history, Alexander the Great. As a young man, he left Greece and took a company of soldiers and all kinds of people, and he went from place to place, and he conquered the known world. Spread Greek culture everywhere. That guy was still in his 30s when he ran out of places to conquer. What did he do? Oh, great, I finally accomplished my purpose. Everything is great. He wept. He cried. Why did he do that? Because there were no more worlds to conquer. His whole meaning had been this striving to fulfill this earthly desire. In other words, there was a thirst that even all that he did was not able to satisfy. And does this only affect the lost? This affects God's people. There are a lot of things that happen on the inside. There are desires, there's needs, there's things that we just, and there we are struggling and thirsty and wondering, how in the world can I handle this? How can I handle that? And the Lord has one word, and it's come. Think of what Jesus said. Come to me, all who are weary, in that case, all who are weary and burdened. There's this sense. And come implies that the Lord is saying, I'm here and you're there. You're in a place where I don't care what you do, you will never deal successfully with that thirst that's happening on the inside. You're in a place that I've allowed you to be in this place. I've allowed you to feel the need, and you're trying in your own wisdom, your own effort to try to fix it, and it ain't going to happen. I've got a different plan. And I feel like the Lord wants us to experience this more than we do, because this is not theory. You know, like Ben was saying this morning, we can talk about the theory of how salvation works and what God's done for us, but he wants us to literally have that. I need something to feed my spirit. Do you? I need something that can literally inject nourishment into that inside part that nobody else sees. And here he calls on us, for example, to do the things that Doug was talking about this morning. How do I do that? That's not in me to do that. I wasn't born with the ability to be that person. But it's not just some, okay, boom, I've got it. Is there any way that somebody here can just eat one magical meal and then on the strength of that go the rest of your life and just do great things? Be a wonderful athlete, be a great, you know, weightlifter or whatever. That's all you need is that one great meal. No, we got to have regular, we got to eat on a pretty regular basis, don't we? There's a cycle. It's kind of like that with the Lord, isn't it? So this come is not just a one-time thing and then, hey, we got it. This is something where the Lord is saying every time that there's a need, there's something going on the inside, and you're feeling, oh God, I need something. Lord, I'm thirsty. What's helped me through this circumstance that I'm facing? God, I need you. And what does he say? He says, come. You're over there trying to wrestle with the issues of your life. Come. Come, I have what you need. Come to the waters. And you who have no money, now this is one of the best parts. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Praise God. The Lord's not even saying, hey, come work for it. Come earn it. I wonder how many of God's children wrestle with this part of it. Okay, I'm in need. I even messed up. I'm in this place of thirst and hunger. My spirit needs something, but I just can't go right now. I've got to sort of earn my way back into his favor, and then maybe he'll help me. I'll tell you, aren't you glad we serve a God who knows where we're at?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.